generation, and who knew what the firsts would silently think, sitting in their shadowed alcoves. The younger Chandra, however, perhaps they would listen. Perhaps they would do something once Tensun was gone. He watched them file in, filling the stone benches. The elder generations, firsts, seconds, thirds, were small in number since many had been killed in the early days when the humans had feared them. However, later generations were well populated. The 10th generation had over 100 individuals in it. The Trustworn's benches had been constructed to hold the entire Chandra population, but they were now filled just by those who happened to be free from both duty and contract. He had hoped that Milan wouldn't be in that group, yet she was virtually the first in the doors. For a moment he worried that she'd rush across the chamber, stepping on the platform where only the most blessed or cursed were allowed. Instead, she froze just inside the doorway, forcing others to push around her in annoyance as they found seats. He shouldn't have recognized her. She had a new true body, an eccentric one, with bones made of wood. They were thin and willowy in an exaggerated, unnatural way, her wooden skull long with a pointed triangular chin, her eyes too large, twisted bits of cloth sticking from her head like hair. The younger generations were pushing the boundaries of propriety, annoying the seconds. Once, Tensun would probably have agreed with them. Even now he was something of a traditionalist. Yet this day, her rebellious body simply made him smile. That seemed to give her comfort, and she found a seat near the front with a group of other 7th generationers. They all had deformed true bodies. One too much like a block, another actually sporting four arms.
Tensun of the 3rd generation, Kanpar said formally, quieting the crowd of watching Chandra. You have obstinately demanded justice from the 1st generation. By the 1st contract, we cannot condemn you without first allowing you the opportunity to plead before the 1sts. Should they see fit to stay your punishment, you will be freed. Otherwise, you must accept the fate the Council of Seconds assigns you.
I understand, Tensun said.
Then,
Kanpar said, leaning forward on his lectern,
let us begin.
He's not worried at all, Tensun realized. He actually sounds like he's going to enjoy this. And why not? After centuries of preaching that the 3rd generation is filled with miscreants, they've tried all this time to overcome their mistakes with us, mistakes like giving us too much freedom, letting us think that we were as good as they were. By proving that I, the most temperate of the 3rds, am a danger, Kanpar will win a struggle he's been fighting for most of his life. Tensun had always found it strange how threatened the 2nds felt by the 3rds. It had taken them only one generation to understand their mistakes. The 4ths were nearly as loyal as the 5ths, with only a few deviant members. And yet, with some of the younger generations, Milan and her friends providing an example, acting as they did, well, perhaps the 2nds had a right to feel threatened. And Tensun was to be their sacrifice, their way of restoring order and orthodoxy. They were certainly in for a surprise.
Nuggets of pure allomancy, the power of preservation itself. Why Rashik left one of those nuggets at the Well of Ascension, I do not know. Perhaps he didn't see it, or perhaps he intended to save it to bestow upon a fortunate servant. Perhaps he feared that some day he would lose his powers and would need that nugget to grant him allomancy. Either way, I bless Rashik for his oversight, for without that nugget, Elend would have died that day at the well.
10. Lastraism was a difficult one for Sazed to measure. The religion seemed innocent enough. They knew much about it. A keeper during the 4th century had managed to uncover an entire trove of prayer materials, scriptures, notes, and writings which had once belonged to a high-ranking member of the religion. And yet, the religion itself didn't seem very, well, religious. It had focused on art, not the sacred in the usual sense, and had centered around donating money to support monks so that they could compose poetry and paint and sculpt works of art. That, actually, blocked Sazed's attempts to dismiss it, as he couldn't find any contradictions in its doctrines. It just didn't have enough of those for them to conflict with one another. He held the paper in front of him, shaking his head, reading over the sheet again. It was strapped to the front of the portfolio to keep it from being caught in the wind, and a parasol strapped to his saddle kept most of the ash from smearing the page. He had heard Vin complain that she didn't know how people could possibly read while riding a horse, but this method made it rather easy. He didn't have to turn pages. He simply read the same words over and over, turning them in his mind, playing with them, trying to decide. Did this one have the truth? It was the one that Mare, Kelsier's wife, had believed. She'd been one of the few people Sazed had ever met who had chosen to believe in one of the old religions he had preached. The Larsta believed that life was about seeking the divine, he read. They taught that art draws us closer to understanding divinity. Since not all men can spend their time in art, it is to the benefit of society as a whole to support a group of dedicated artists to create great works which then elevate those who experience them. That was all well and good, in Sazed's estimation, but what about questions of life and death? What about the spirit? What was the divine, and how could such terrible things happen to the world if divinity did exist?
You know, Breeze said from the saddle of his horse, there's something amazing about all of this.
The comment broke Sazed's concentration. He sighed, looking up from his research. The horse continued to clop along beneath him.
Amazing about what, Lord Breeze?
The ash, Breeze said. I mean, look at it. Covering everything, making the land look so black. It's simply astounding how dreary the landscape has become. Back in the Lord Ruler's reign, everything was brown, and most